Stories developing here when Shane Hernandez decided to run for Congress. That left his 83rd District State House seat open and up for grabs. Five Republicans climbed aboard and said they wanted that seat. Now, after all the campaigning and watching all the votes come in, it looks like the winner is likely to be Andrew Beeler. And he's on the line with us right now at this early morning hour. Andrew, good morning and congratulations.
Thank you so much, Paul. It's great to be with you once again.
What has this evening been like for you, watching all these numbers come in?
You know, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind. Watching the St. Clair County numbers come in, we were really pleased with the response we got here in my home county. And we knew all along that some of my opponents had a really strong following up in Sanilac County. So we were certainly expecting that, and worked really hard for the last 6 months to try to build name recognition up there. Everybody just did such a nice job in this campaign, running a clean race. And, at the end of the day, we came out on top, and hope that we can all kind of come together as a party and move forward in the general election.
In addition to name recognition, what was the message that you wanted to convey to voters in St. Clair and Sanilac counties?
Yeah, I think all along it was kind of same values, new energy. I was really encouraged throughout the campaign about the response we got from my youth. I'm half the age of my next closest opponent, and that was something that going into things I was a little concerned about. But I was reassured time and time again by the voters that youth was something they wanted to see in the Republican Party, and it's something that's refreshing to see in the conservative movement, and it's good to know that there are young, strong conservatives out there who believe in our values, and we're not compromising on our values. We're just bringing a new energy to these values and to the party. So I think that's, at the end of the day, what took us through the election, and it was something that I was really pleased to see catch on as we talked to voters.
What are your priorities going to be? Obviously, you're not done yet. You've still got a Democratic opponent in the general election in November, so more campaigning and more voting to go in November. But should you win, what do you want to accomplish in Lansing?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got to take care of our small businesses. The economy is my number one priority. If the economy is not open in January, we're going to be in far worse shape than we are right now. But in Michigan, we got to get the economy open and let these small business owners do what they do best, take care of their clients, and take care of their employees. So that's number one. And again, I talk to these folks on a daily basis. They're hurting, and it's something that I'm chomping at the bit to take care of when I get to Lansing. Is working with my colleagues to not only get the economy open and moving forward again, but really move past the status quo where we were and really get Michigan's economy moving forward at a rate that we haven't seen before.
You and the whole Andrew Beeler campaign team must be pretty pleased tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. And it was really a team effort. This started out as a small team, right? I'm not coming from a political background whatsoever, so my family getting involved and just our local friend network here in the local community has been so involved, and truly a grassroots organization from beginning to end, and it's been so great to see people come together as a team to accomplish the goal, and we are all just so thrilled that our message took hold and the voters of the 83rd spoke. And we're very honored to have the Republican nomination moving forward to the general.
Andrew, congratulations once again. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us tonight. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks a lot, Paul.